practice of bar mitzvah. I'm familiar with bar mitzvah, the basic concept. So bar mitzvah is something Eretz Yisrael comes up all the time, about bar mitzvah fights. There's a chazaras also here and there. Depending, I guess, where it is. The Gemara says like this, the basic concept is that if I sell my house, and I sell it to somebody, and my neighbor wants to buy it, and even if somebody else already bought it, my neighbor really has first rights to buy it. What's the Yisrael David? The Yisrael David is because if my neighbor has the ability to buy the house, for him it's much more of a revach to buy a house next door to him, because he can attach it, he can make it into one. Hashem, somebody else is buying it, really, you can buy this house, you can buy that, buy that house, you can buy whatever you want. Therefore, there's a revach of buying the house next door, because you could put it together. The etzem halacha bar mitzvah, most of the cases in the Gemara are talking about like fields. That's very, very common. You have one field, and you're buying another field. You want to add onto your field, it comes one big field. But most of the times it also applies to houses. Also, it's not dafka by fields. She's a really common that doesn't apply to houses. But most of the time also applies to houses. Now, what's the Yisrael HaDavar? Where does it come from? It says in the Pasuk of Asisa, Yashav HaTayif. You have to do what's righteous and good. So the Ramban and Chumash, like Mish, also says that there are certain things which the Torah claimed, like in the Sisha Torah, that's like a Kabbalistic rule. Basically, a person has to live his life and get what they need, Chumash, and get everything. The Torah can't speak about every single scenario to say this, happens like that. Just like there's a misdictation to you, which is like a general thing. As we call this, you have to act holy, you have to be Prushim and Arayas, Prushim and Mentivus. There's a cloud of Vesis Yashar. The Torah gives a basic cloud that you have to do what's Yashar's. So based on that, the Chazal Fashtana, that the Yashar's is in this situation, they have a choice between two people and a wife. Should it go to a neighbor or should it go to a stammer, a regular person? Chazal, that Midarbonan, the Yashar's is, it should go to the neighbor. And therefore, always the neighbor would have the first right to get it. So when you're selling your house, you're selling your apartment, on your field or real estate, whatever you're doing. So the right thing, first thing is to do it first, offer it to your neighbor. If your neighbor doesn't want it, you can go on to other people. Now the concept is based on v'sisa yashar ha'tayif, that this is the right thing to do. Why is the right thing to do it? What's the reason why we said before? Why should your neighbor get it? More revach, you can make it into one, you can make it into one thing. So based on that, a lot of cases come up. For example, there's a mice like this. There's one person. He was like renting, and the owner said like he's selling his house, and he sold his house, and the guy had to find another dealer within like a week or two, otherwise he's gonna be homeless. So he went to buy an apartment. Meanwhile, the next neighbor says, "My pitom, I'm the bar mitzvah. I want to buy this apartment." So guys, who should go first? The matzvah has a mile that could attach to his house or whatever, but the other person is a homeless. Now he's not stuck, he's on the street, and says, who should go first in that situation?
So you have to say that if you give it to the person who's stuck.
So the Rama brings down that the whole thing is based on Vesisa Yashar HaTayif. What's the right thing? Over here, and one guy, because he has more of a mile, but if over here I'm stuck, I have nothing to do with it. I'm on the street, and you're able to just, for you it's Haravacha, then I would go first, and then for the home.
Is the child isn't how much they want to be willing to pay as well?
So that will get to a second. I guess we have to break it short into three categories. One is stam diashris. Two is they can't be ever hefsed for the meicher. We speak to in cases. And three, different parties. So that's one case. So the case is that if the guy needs more, the homeless guy, then the meicher is going to be first. So Shalmation discusses. So you have a guy who wants to buy a house. So that case, Pashat, the guy doesn't ask. And then another case, the neighbor.
What does he mean? Also, does not have to stay a month. He'll have to be the temporary deer.
Okay, he's on the street, he's running here, running there. I'm not saying for you, it's just... Okay, then we would have to don... He's saying it's different than be made in the days of Ramaz. These are Ramaz, you don't have a house, you're homeless. He's saying over here, he's saying, what if you shall I am, go to, Tapiot, and you find it there. Okay, then we would have to don what's called not having a house. But be soid, to be concerned, the guy wouldn't have a house, then about that lacha would play. Shalom Eishav is true that the neighbor, Anachanami, he wasn't buying it for himself. He's buying it for investment. It's a great deal. He's buying for investment. He was going to, he's going to flip it. So in that situation, right, the whole bar is wasting. You're going to put it together. If you're not going to put it together, it's like Shalom Eishav, you would not have a right to, you would not have a right
and
to go.
Clap the stammer and a random person. The stammer's a
Yeah, the whole story and the company, right? No, so if you're not really doing it for the tachlis of putting it together, then you do not really have a right, according to most places, to go ahead.
He's doing it to his kids.
Oh, so where it goes to the kids? So the Shach discusses, let's say, who's giving it to your kids?
The person in his neighbor's house wants to buy this house for
So the Pash is also that the place can say that's also called that's okay. It's true for Moshe, it's safer.
That's more of a
finish.
You're not using one,
but you have the svara of it. The Pshat is like that, whatever. You know that also should go like that. Oh, there's mice like this. Somebody bought a house. Somebody sold this house, whatever, and then sold it to somebody, and then a couple years later that person was selling it again. The original owner came and he bought it. Went back his old house. Now the Bar Mitzvah came along and said, hey, what are you doing? I want it. So Shai says, is the Yashris that now this is guy's house? This is, so you guys never sold the house. You know? People get very, very attached to their houses. I remember when I was looking to buy a house, so like, one of the cheshbon, three times almost had a deal, basically, you know, and then, like, fell through the last second. One time, the guy, we had a deal, and then the guy and, like, wife had a heart attack that night, so, like, they broke it off. So each time, the cheshbon was that they wanted to be a family with a lot of children, a family they like. People get very attached to their houses. You really understand one day, maybe not. But, I'll go upon him, so, then Shalom Kapas, and right, if the Bayan Rishonim bought it already, so the ashes is not to take away from him. He also has a gisha towards it, and therefore he should get it. The Gemara says like this: let's say you sell it to a Amana, Yasa, and Katan. You sell it to Isha. So Shaz, can the neighbor come along and say, I want it, then I want to take it away? So the Gemara says, there also, the Yashra, what would be the Yashra? The Yashra, so there is that these people are not dark right to run around, get houses, and therefore Isha, Yasa, and Katan, all those things, there's no din of Sisha Shvetai.
Can you work out another house?
What?
Can you work out another house for the lady?
Can you what?
I'm asking if she doesn't run around and get a house, but I found another one in the area that...
Okay, so maybe, Nechlami, if you can flip them over, then Nechlami, maybe.
Chayla as well?
Oh?
Chayla as well?
Possibly also, if Mamash, so it's a shot like this. There's big, they're having a fight with the yeshiva. So the yeshiva went, they bought a land, and you know, whatever. The neighbor found out about it. So the neighbor did not really want a yeshiva next to him. And as we learned in the previous shiurim, the halacha is, if someone wants to make a yeshiva in his house, what's the halacha? What? What? You can't stop him doing it. So the neighbor said, no, I'm buying it, I'm buying it, I'm touching the houses, and he wants to get it. So the question is, in terms, who wins? Does the yeshiva win, or does the bar mitzvah win? So the Shulchan Aruch passes that by hektish laniyam, start with that, if something's hektish, so then if hektish buys it or aniyam buys it, so then there's no din bar mitzvah, because that's like a better usage. The Rechaim has a tshuva, who are then, if you're using it for yeshiva, using it for a shul, so being that it's a better usage of the property, it's like this. I've got to mention. The Gemara brings down a case like this. Let's say the Shulchan Aruch passes like this. Let's say one guy wants to buy it to build a house. Another guy wants to buy it a plant. One guy wants to buy the house. Another guy wants to buy it. So it says that if one guy has a more of a usage, it's a more of a usage. Then the guy has more of a usage. The Ma'ase gets to do it. So different kind of says. Number one, Hashiva is a better usage of it. It's more Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Tikkun Haaretz. And therefore, it's not Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, it's Yishuv of the Yishuv in general, and therefore the Yishuv would win, and same thing with the Shul, right, when Shul's want to move in, so the neighbors get very, very nervous, right, the property's going to go down, and so the Bar Mitzvah decided, okay, they're buying it out, so the Ma'aseh of the Pesach was, I know, once the Shul bought it already, it's like, then it has a din of Hektish, and it's a better usage, and therefore they would not be able to go ahead.
Then there's only one to bought it already?
So which, I'm really weaving back and forth. Which din? Some of them are the Chachila, and some of them are only B'di Yavet. Which one are you referring to, B'di Yavet?
Bar Mitzvah.
No. It's like, but Metzah really is like this. The actual concept is that when you're selling it, the neighbor has the right to buy first. If you stored it to the Lekech, the neighbor can come along, give the Lekech that money, and take it. So that's the actual concept. He has the right to take it at that price, and he has the right to take it. Now we're saying certain exceptions where that doesn't apply. Now it doesn't apply if the Lekech was in the house. Exception number two is if the Bar Metzah is using it for investment. If the Bar Mishnah bought it back. Now we're saying also if the person buying it is hektish or aniyim or a shul, those cases, the Mishnah says it's true that somebody sold it to Moisit very cheap, but tonight that they put his name on the building. Now the shaila was, the Bar Metzah wanted to take it. The shaila was, what's going to look like in that situation? So he says there's two tzuruf. No one yeshiva, but he says there's another tzuruf. The one to become of Bar Metzah is that, the whole svara is that, v'siz yeshiva ta'iv, that just give it to him, what's the big deal? If the moich is going to have any loss out of it, so then there is no din in Bar Metzah. So therefore, the moich wants to have his name on his body, he'll pay millions for that, right? So therefore, that's considered a pseudo, Zakhtan Mechis Yitzchak, and therefore, the halach would be that it would not be. So let's go to the part now. The klal bar metzah is only the moichah is not going to die. That's it. Therefore, if the moichah sells the property, the only time these bar metzah is number one is like if the neighbor is willing to match the price. The neighbor is not willing to match the price, not going to be. I'm a chavrusa. When he sold his apartment, he had a deal with somebody, the neighbor came along and said, hey, I want it. So first the neighbor offered 10,000 shekels. So they tell him, get lost. Then the neighbor's willing to match it. So if he's willing to match it, then there's no pesedah for the meicher. So then the halacha is that you'd have to give it to the bar metzah. There's another klal that if the meicher, in this case, that's the meicher. So what happened? So the first guy already was approved for a mashkanta. The neighbor was not approved to mashkanta. Now the shaila is, do you have to sit there waiting until he goes to the paperwork, it gets approved, and it takes time, maybe yeah, maybe not. The klal is that it's only if the lekech has the money, is one of the neighbors has the money he's going to pay, then he's bar mitzvah. But once he has to go get the money, he has to sell some real estate, get a mashkanta, then that situation is not going to be a case of bar mitzvah.
Did both don't have
which
one is faster?
So which one's paying faster? If the
non-bar-metzah.
If the non-bar-metzah is going to pay fast, it's only if the it's the same thing. If it's not the same thing, then it's not going.
Who's the chiyuv on the meicher or the lekeach?
So the kiron is on the lekeach. Most we shine them all. There's sad on the meicher, but the ikar sack is all that's ikar on the lekeach. That the way it works is that like that's was like this. The way the bar-metzah works. I should explain this far as we're all the cases. That's in the rewind a little. The basic answer is, you buy it, and I'm the investor. So if you buy it, I come along and say, I want it. So the way it works along this is, like, you're like my shliach to buy it. And therefore, everything you did is like, it's for me. I just have to give you the money, and then it comes mine. It's like, your kidney works for me. How much you have to pay? So then we might discuss the two cases. Let's say, $100,000 apartment. And you bought it for $180,000. So do I have to pay $100,000 or $180,000? So basically, the halacha is kind of a lekeach mana which shava kuf kaf. Kind of a sign is shava lamana. If a matzan chavetz ba, he has to give 200. Basically, if the matzan wants it, you have to go ahead and give 200. And you have to do it. Let's the other way around. Normally, says for 200, and he gave a good deal because like other guy, he gave him $100,000. Now the Metz wants to come along, says he wants it $100,000. The guy said, I never get $200,000. I only gave them because he's my friend, whatever. I want to because he's calling him out. You're a rich, you're a rich millionaire. So like, why should I give him? He's calling him out. He has a lot of kids. I give him a nacha. So the Chavis says, it's kind of like careful money, but shall cook off. If you would give it to everybody, so then you give a cheaper deal. If the Kerech Tani is only give to him, So then the matzah has to prove that he would have given shibayis to everybody, otherwise he doesn't have to pay the most of the price. So the basic answer is that he's a shliach to buy it, and whenever you pay for it, you could buy it off him.
It's now, quite, I would say, a business. It's not next door, but it's within the area.
It's the spirit of the law, but not the actual law. The actual law is when your mom and your neighbor are attaching it together. It might be the spirit of the Sisa Yoshar type that maybe you do go over there, it's better.
The mirror question, I don't want to sell the thing, so can the mirror say that the bar mitzvah and the whole place is gone? People, they're not that they're in the bar mitzvah mamish, but it's the location. The two, as far as the yeshiva.
If they could attach, anything they could attach, it would be a day.
But I say you can't attach it, but when he's closer, it's a location.
So it'll be the spirit of it and not the whatever. They have a deal around the mirror, all the different, No, all the different stores have a deal that they will like sign with each other. They're not going to sell it to the mirror unless for like a lot of money, a fortune of money. Because they want to get sold out, and when they sell, they make good money. So it's a good deal. So they all have what? Oh yeah, that went for a nice. Oh, they all have whatever I'm saying. You know, prime real estate next to the mirror. Now the Gemara says that if the moicher is under rush to sell it, he's under pressure. He has to pay taxes, right? They're coming after him. You know, all these. Pay taxes, they put you into drill. Or he's making a chasna, right? You're chasna, you money, and he's under pressure to sell. Or he's doing it, he has to buy Pesach Kvaras. All these cases where the moich is under pressure to sell, and Barmes is not a chesed. You don't have to worry about it, and whatever he sells it, and then he can't start worrying about the Barmes. And in that situation, there wouldn't be anything of Barmes. Let's say the person sold it, he sold it to his relatives. The guy sold his barman, he sold it to his relatives. Now the barmetz wants to come and takes it away. So the shach is misupik, tzarechian. The mice say the passage is that if the person sells it to his relatives, then there's no mesichia shavatayiv. You can't tell me that I have to give a barman to my neighbor as opposed to selling to my children. You know, just push it, that's not the asterisk. And there wouldn't be any halacha like that. So what time is it now?
Fifty-one.
Okay. So a shaila comes up very often, and often here and there is what's the halacha with a seicher? There's one guy, he's renting the apartment, and now the moicher wants to go out and sell it. So does the seicher have a right to go first? Does he have a schus to go first? Do you say that? He's not paying anything together, therefore why should he get it? Well, the answer is that he's renting it, and he should have a right to get it first. So, it's a big machlokes rishonim. There are two machlokes rishonim by Seicher. One is, in that case, he has it, does he have a right to go first? And basically, the 2 days put down Shulchan Aruch, and the halacha basically is that probably the right thing would be to offer the Seicher first, but the whoever is mochsik is going to win. In other words, the Seicher, if he said without the matzah, this he said to somebody else. Say, I was there, I should get it first. Start with that. Guy selling his apartment, so he says, I want to buy it first, and the Meicher sells it to somebody else. So over there, basically, the right thing probably that gives a good sale first, the Arishim, all like that. The Meicher, the Pesach would be, once you sold it already, wouldn't be able to take it away, because it's not clear what the Seicher has. It's not that same din, right? You're not putting anything together, you're just going from Seicher to Kenyan. So basically, the halacha would be that you would not have a koyach to go ahead and then take it away. How long does the bar mitzvah have right to take it away? So the luck is, basically, as soon as he finds out, he has to go ahead and take it away. If he doesn't find out, if he doesn't, once it's known that it was sold, if Shah Matzin Shish Yechavi Mois, if he attended Medin, what type of exclusive? If it was a couple, if he found out about it and he wasn't Tabi Medin, so the luck is he's going to lose his schus and he doesn't have a right to go ahead and take it afterwards. Let's say the bar mitzvah was sick, or he's in a different country, or he was a katan. So according to that, what would come out? So if you wait till he knows about it, it'll come out. You might have to wait 20 years. No, so the guy's katan is 5 years old. The guy can never sell his apartment. The neighbor, right? He wait till he's 13. Or the guy's meeting to find out in olden days, like 6 months to come. Or if the guy's sick. So over there, we say that there's no din. There's a whole bunch of basically asterisks. If you can't, of course, have to sit at a moicher. So it's gonna, you have to wait a long time till the guy comes. So then there would not be any bar mitzvah in that type of situation. Mice like this. Somebody once bought an apartment from a guy, and then the neighbor said he wants to buy it. So can he, does he have to take it away from the person? So it's paskin that when you're buying from a guy, he's not din bar mitzvah. Why? Because the guy himself has no din. The guy himself doesn't listen to halacha. And you're really doing a favor for everyone in the community, right? By populating with Jews as opposed to goyim, and therefore there's not going to be any din bar mitzvah in that case. So, okay, well, let's talk about this halacha. Are you allowed to sell or rent your apartment to a guy? So the Gemara says that without getting involved with sichanim and
so anywhere.
What?
So anywhere.
You're in a Jew anywhere in a Jewish neighborhood. You live in Flatbush. So like somebody told me that in Baltimore, so it was all Jewish. And somebody sold like his apartment to black. Like the people in the black were very upset. Like this old Jewish neighborhood. And he said like the first day some kid got tied up and beaten up. But he said now like most of the neighborhood is whatever. So once the neighborhood starts to whatever, turning over, you know, one guy buys, another guy, So Betson says that if you're not allowed to really sell it to a guy. So like if somebody sells an apartment to a guy, we put him in chirim. Until he's makabel all anus, which comes from the akim. Any hezek will come from the guy. And you would have issues. If you have a hezek in his akim, ben chai you have to pay. Even if the guy dies, the yashin have to pay. And you have to go ahead and pay. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, this is all you have an option to sell to Yid or rent to Yid. If the Yidin aren't paying market value, then you know, the Jews only they negotiate. It's not just a good market. They're going willing to pay the regular good price. Then you have a right to do it. If you have no Siba, then you're not allowed to. If you're not getting the fair price, then in that case, you're allowed to. Let's say the guy was paying a lot of money, right? So the Arabs, a lot of times, they want to take over Jewish land. They pay a fortune of money to go ahead and buy it. And I guess they could slowly take over, right? They have these organizations on both sides of the coin. We have a Tariq Karana, right? Spent a couple $1 million to buy a house in any Arab place. The Arabs don't sell to Jews. If you sell to Jews, I know what they do to them. So the only way to buy a house from an Arab is you have to get an Arab, like in Jordan, who's not religious, or from Turkey, and they buy the house, and afterwards they flip it over to the Jews. So kids are both sides of the coin, they're doing that. The Arabs are to the Jews, Jews to the Arabs. So if the Arabs are paying overpriced, then there's no, and the Jews are paying market value, then there's no halacha you're allowed to sell to the guy. It's only if you're not getting it for value, then we say, okay, right, sell to the guy. We just
Arab.
Huh?
Even to
Arab,
it's
okay. I don't know if we could, it's only if you're not getting the you know, the fair price.
Are you renting?
Renting us, so if you're not getting the fair,
that's just a small difference.
Then you wouldn't be allowed to. Now, there's a case of Kutch that wants to be Muhammad's list, that maybe that was only the olden days, that number one, there wasn't, there wasn't law and order in the land. What's the guy going to do ready nowadays? Also, it's the difference maybe in a chutzner or if you're in a... Like, nowadays, especially houses, you have separate houses. So, like, whatever, you know. But all of these live in the same chutzner. We spoke about in Hezekiah. Everyone lived in the chutzner, and you worked in the chutzner, and you did everything together in the chutzner. So you have a guy there, and then you run into issues. You know, nowadays, where people stay separately, so it says maybe, you know, the guy got in the laptop, but you know, we're going to
have... What's the sign to Chilani?
Who?
To Chilani.
So somebody sells something, and then there were two bar mitzvahs. So what happens then? So that's when it says that the two bar mitzvahs just split it. Whatever, they both have right, to buy it, and two, three, you know, they both have right to buy it, and there wouldn't be a kedim on one over the other one. If one of them ready in the Klami went in and bought it, he would have right to get it, but normally if there are Now, we mentioned before that the way it works is that the Lekeach is like a Shliach to buy it, and you can take away from him. Let's say the Lekeach is massing the field. He worked on the field, he was massing the field, he ruined the field, so it says that he has to pay the Bar Mitzvah. And as he bought it, but I'm wrong, and take it, and you have to go ahead and pay this, that he wanted to, one guy wanted, he's selling his field. One guy was a bar mitzvah, went to buy it. The other person was once in the field, and he had a tremendous nace over there. And he wanted to, like, buy the field, because, like, Kivhala had done the Kesh Baruch Hu in the field, which he which they have the Shemitz Neis, and he wanted to say that he has a schus, or leave it out of Bar Mitzvah. He wanted to, does he have a schus to buy it, because he has to the Yashas, he should go out and have it, because it's a little bit made up, that would not be considered a I guess make a quick sikkum. Basically, we said that there's a kol bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah is midor bonin, the masakin. The neighbor has first rights. The way it works is the neighbor pays whatever the guy paid for it, then he goes ahead and takes away the apartment. The bar mitzvah is only b'tanai that is the asterisk, if the guy, neighbor, doesn't want to, is just buying for investment, or the neighbor is just not attaching it, or the neighbor is using it as an investment, there wouldn't be a b'tanai asher that type. We say, who if the person who buys it doesn't have a house, or he's a katan, or Yaslim or Isha, Amana, not Dakai to go around to get houses, then there'd be no din to kick him out. We say Hakdash also, which is Shul, Biskanas is also in the mitzvah. We also said that there won't be any Yasashvat type. It can't be that the Moichers having any Hefsid. For example, if it's the Moicher is under pressure to sell, like for taxes or for or needs money very, very quickly, then there would be no din of a Yasashvat type. Or then also, if the Moicher has, like we said, the Rebbech of the case where the guy still didn't want to have his name on the shul, so yes, and there wouldn't be any case. The lekecha has to have the money handy if he has to get a mashkant or something like that. There wouldn't be any ashar taif. A renter is not like rishayim. The right thing would be even give him first dib. But the ma'isa, once a person did it, there wouldn't be any din of the sisa yashar be.